Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Reverend Tanya Parker, also known as Throat Chakra Shaman, Mama T. I got names, I tell you. And it seems like I'm juggling so many things to go with every name and then some. Before we get going tonight, I would like to thank Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues. And so Gay, you know, gosh, years ago said yes to making use of this song, and I just have not wanted to use anything else because it's so perfect, and she's amazing. Actually, she is being honored as an artist in Virginia. I think there were 8 artists who were honored, and she's one of them, and so kudos to her. So let me tell you a little bit about mind, body, and soul food and myself. My holistic table has served up a lot of sacred offerings over the past few decades, from counseling to coaching, cooking to community capacity building. Ooh. How's that for C's? From meditation to massaging to Reiki, from Reiki to writing and retreats. And, of course, I will tell anyone I do have a pet. That pet is called Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of some incredibly gifted holistic healers and light workers. And in case you haven't heard the news, we have expanded. My medium and spiritualist cousin, Soror Soul Sister, Khadija Seven, is now hosting under Mind, Body, and Soul Food Radio with her Wednesday night at 8 p.m. show, and it's called A Wonderful Approach, and it is most definitely a wonderful approach. It's the same link, the same number, the same great energy, just different hosts. And different format. And so powerful, powerful insights and sharing take place on that show. And that is every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, we are approaching the spring equinox. And today was Spring Forward Sunday. So as part of Daylight Savings Time, we sprang forward an hour. And so we're all feeling this shift into a new season. And I don't care if there is snow on my phone app and outside, I am feeling spring. And the little daffodils that are springing up are saying the same thing. And just like those daffodils, we stand poised and ready to open up. Okay, and we feel poised to just go into full bloom. So what is in store for us as we shake off the winter sleep and spring into action? And so that is just what we will do tonight. We will ask our guest, who happens to be a regular. She's been here, we were just joking about it. I don't know if it's 7 times, if this is the 8th, I don't know. But it is my dear sister and friend. Past listeners have come to know her as a powerful intuitive and life coach who shoots from the hip with heart. That's what I always like to say about her. And I'm telling you folks, the queue is growing. So dial in now to join the queue. The number is 917-889-7806. Again, that is 917-889-7806. 7806. make sure you press 1. Press 1 to speak to the host, and that will let me know that you're not just listening in on the call, but you actually want to speak with our guest who is ready to help you spring forward into full bloom. So let's give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to that guest, Coach Wilma Lee. Hey, Wilma.
Hey, lady. Ooh, how are you?
How you doing? I was going to ask you. You know, I'm just saying it's been hectic. It's been hectic.
Oh, yes.
Today I have been home. I said I'm not leaving the house other than to walk the dog. I have not.
I've been out in the streets navigating. Woo, the first day after the power shift, I call it.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, you know I definitely want to hear about that. But before we get into that, I would like for our listeners who may not know you to hear about who you are and what do you serve at your healing table.
Sure. I am Coach Wilma Lee, and I'm a coach, ordained minister, Reiki practitioner, a powerful intuitive. And so now I've graduated and just tell it like it is. I'm a clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. So that's what I do. I coach, I speak, I do workshops, healing circles. So that's what I do, and I guess a little bit about who I am. I think I answered that.
All right. That sounds like a great answer to me, and I say yes, yes, yes to all of the above. Yes, you are.
Thank you.
I have known you, gosh, now I think this year will make, no, last year made 10 years.
10, yeah.
So 10 11. Years, yes.
Well, this year will come
out.
Yeah.
That's
been amazing.
The truth, you know, it's been a ride, and you came in with a bang. I'm going to tell this story. Some people don't know this story. I was having a birthday party. It was my 42nd birthday, so I ain't ashamed about my age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you came with one of our mutual friends, and it was just such a crazy, crazy phenomenon that happened. You were... ready to go. You were leaving out. And next thing we know, you came back in, I believe, and I'll let you take the story from there.
Okay. I was leaving, and two teenagers came because a mutual friend was walking with me. And it was so ironic. They came to me, and they were like, Miss, the man down the street, his house is on fire. It's smoke. It's something. So I was like, okay. So my friend said, do you want me to come with you? And I was like, no, you stay in here and be prepared to call 911 in case this is a ruse. So I go down to the house, and evidently the man who lived there had fallen asleep. He was cooking, and, you know, cooking, sleeping, and drinking just do not go together. So it was about to be a fire. There was food. We call it food on the stove. So it was smoke, and it was dark, and I believe the fire department eventually came, but it was about to be on in that house, and he had fallen asleep. And I think, no, they didn't come. I think when I banged on the door and he opened it and I aired it out. But he had been drinking and he was inebriated, but it was so ironic that the two teenagers saw me coming out.
And it's funny because they came up to you.
They did, and the part that I'm not saying that's even funnier is I'm a firefighter. So
right.
When they said it's smoke, it's fire, I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, I'm real calm because I'm like, okay, well, come on, let's go see. Let me see. So I didn't smell it. And as I approached, I'm like, oh, that's food, because you know the smell. So, yeah, it was just kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And so I came back because I was like, Justin and I told you what happened, and I'll never forget. You gave me gift cards, and I was like, oh, wow, to a couple of my favorite spots. I'm like, oh, that was just so amazing.
Oh, see, I have no memory of that. I must have been
more
generous
that.
Than I thought.
and I guess, as they say, the rest is history. But I do remember.
Yeah.
I do remember the teenagers. It was so funny because they said, "Oh, he's going to get in trouble when Miss So-and-so comes home." Girl, that thing was funny. Because evidently he was the boyfriend. And those two kids knew he was in trouble.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes, so over 10 years later, here we are. You have been on this show. You have shared lots of insight. And folks who know that you've been a firefighter. But your life has taken a mighty shift already this year. So what's the news, girl?
Wow. Well, yes, I have been a firefighter, and it was interesting. I was a firefighter hazmat tech, too. I worked with the hazmat team in special ops. And my life has taken a huge shift because on my birthday, it was my last day I retired. So January 3rd, I was done with them. And it's been an incredible journey since then. It's just been amazing, busy, but yes, definitely an incredible journey. So that's where I am trying to now I'm full time in my business, but I had to get there. So I'm still getting there, organizing, definitely seeing clients, mm-hmm. please know. So organizing.
Yeah. All right. And you know what they say, when you release something, it creates a void for something else to come in. I do know this for sure. You are not sitting and twiddling your thumbs.
Not even. No, not at all. But I will say, I took 30 days off from everything because when I first retired, I was exhausted. One thing that the people who don't know me know is I am a cook. I'm a good cook, but I was also the firehouse cook. So I was cooking 2 meals a day, 3 meals on the weekends. I was shopping, and I was exhausted. So for the first week of my retirement, I was asleep before 9 o'clock. I was exhausted.
Mm.
I was exhausted.
I know. I know how that cooking does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On top of your other duties. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, this year has been interesting. It's been a short year, but so much has been going on already.
Yes.
There's been a lot of turmoil for a lot of folks I know, not just, you know, what we see in the media. There's been so much sickness. This flu has been no joke this year. I've had two people, you know, family, friends, who've experienced suicides just this past week. Just major changes. And so I'm wondering, have you received any information from Spirit about what is happening at this time?
Well, I called this the power shift for a reason, but also, you know, several things. Spring is approaching, but it's the time of renewal. Now, if you notice, sometimes the winter is like hibernation for us, and I know it is for me, definitely. And sometimes it goes dark for people. Do you know what I mean? Especially sometimes people with depression, it can get really dark. But what I've been hearing is happening right now when I say the power shift. We all know we are going into the divine feminine. And with all the women's movements on the rise, you know, Me Too, so many things, women, and especially women of color, are shifting more and coming more into power. But what is going on is almost like what I've been hearing, it's like a cleansing, but there's also an elevation of energy. Now, and I'm going to say this because I know you know, sometimes when the energy shifts and elevates, there are certain other energies or people, meaning lives, people are like, no, I'm not in on this. And they check out, meaning they leave us. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They do. They leave. The vibration changes, the energy shift changes, and most of us stay, but some of us leave. But this is a very powerful shift, and I call it the power shift because that's what just came to me. Because Spirit is calling us higher. And I will say this, the time for playing small is over. It's like you can no longer hide who you are, you know. And I'm going to say this now before I forget, because you've got some really amazing things coming up for you too. So it's like I want to tell everyone, if you're feeling uncomfortable, please let go or be dragged, because you literally will be dragged, okay? Because Spirit has some amazing things, and it's calling us higher, and it's just asking us to say yes. But what it's also asking us to do is choose ourselves. Like, It's almost like it's time to let go of, oh, man, I feel bad. I feel guilty. It's time to choose ourselves, to say yes to self, and to get moving.
Mm.
So this,
that's
is,
powerful,
this is where we
and
are.
That definitely resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, you know, Wilma, I told you that the queue was growing. It's definitely growing more. And I know folks want to hear some more individualized information about this power shift and how it may be showing up for them. So What I would like to do is open up the phone lines for callers.
Absolutely.
And so once again, that number is 917-889-7806. We have several folks on the line. Not everyone has pressed one to speak with the host, so I just want to make sure you do that if you want to speak. Otherwise, I will not have you on the air. All right, that did it for somebody. And,
no.
And I don't
Let me
want
just...
you to get behind others. You know,
absolutely.
Who
and I want to have
views.
A make a couple of disclaimers or just ask people to be mindful. Here's one thing. I can't answer too many questions. So if you definitely get one in, if we have time, maybe a second. So please use brevity. And also, if you like, I will give you your word for the year. Because a lot of times with some of my clients, I've been giving them their word for the year. And even though it's April, you got plenty of time. Well, March, but there's plenty of time. So, you know, if you'd like that, I will give you that.
Oh, that sounds great. And I appreciate that because there are times when folks will continue to push and push and not honor the time and that there are others in the queue. Want to get to as many people as possible.
Absolutely.
All right. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Deep breath, everybody. Let's all breathe.
That sounds like a great idea. And just be in a space of allowing.
Absolutely. The people in the queue, I do want to ask this. If you just focus on the word love for me, because I'm feeling the energy of some of the people in the queue already, and it's kind of stressful, and it's kind of tense, and people really want to know. So I'm just asking you, breathe and just focus on the word love for me. Focus on love, and then I'm ready.
Love. That sounds great. And so we will start off with a caller who was on the line before I even logged in. And that caller is from the 201 area code.
Okay.
All right. So let me get this
Hello.
Mouse working. Caller, you are live.
Hi. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
We can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. What's going on?
Well, what kind of questions should we ask?
Whatever is pressing you. What's very important for you? Whatever you like.
I'm presently on a temporary assignment at work, and it's coming to an end in about 2 weeks. So right now I'm concerned about work after that. What can you tell me?
Do you work with a temp agency? Because it's like I see another assignment coming up. But I want to say this to you. I want you to get very clear about what it is you want, because you're still a little hazy, because you can have exactly the job that you want, but you're temping, and I want you to focus, like, you know what, if you say, I want to do XYZ, I want that, this is what I want. Because the universe and the creator is asking us to be clear about what we want and be specific. So when we end this call, I want you to write down what you want, like what you want to do. This is the job I want, or these are the things I want to do. This is how much money I want to make, and I want you to focus on that. I want you to look at it every night. I want you to look at it every day. And I just want you to thank the universe, like, thank you. See it manifest, because you are able to manifest. And you have clarity, but you don't use the clarity. Let me explain that. Like, it's there for you, but you don't tap into it. So I want you to focus on exactly what it is that you want in your job, because that will show up.
Well, I've been applying for quite a few jobs, permanent ones, mm-hmm. not temp ones. So I actually do know what I want, and I'm hoping that I get a job, you know, in the near future that's permanent with benefits.
Perfect. Okay, so because I'm seeing that you've got some things, but it's like we just want you, they're saying they want you to cinch it down and be very clear, like optimum clarity. And then I want you to just say, it's an affirmation I believe Louise Hay has. It's like, I have a wonderful job, making the money I want, doing what I want. Right now, what I'm hearing is for you to step your game up, like affirming, visualizing it. It's time to use some tools. You with me?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Much success.
All right. Blessings to you. Thank you, caller. All right. So now we will move to the 303 area code.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the line.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
First time to hear your show, so thanks for being on the air.
Oh.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, so I also am wondering about career.
About career? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not working at the moment, so I am looking to, get back into a career path.
Okay. And so you want to know, is that coming up for you soon? Do you?
Well,
tell me exactly what you want to know.
I live in a fairly small, kind of a smallish town. So
you do, because I see you going.
Yeah.
I see you going outside of that town to seek employment, because I don't really see a lot of opportunity for you in your town. At least
right.
making money that would be beneficial for you. Now,
right.
I see you having a good shot outside of your town.
Yeah, I'm looking to relocate, but not right. Probably. Well, I have some responsibilities, so the timing of the relocation is a little bit up in the air right now. But it'll be sometime, probably summertime, maybe even a little before. So.
I think before. So, I feel like that'll be before for you. I'm not sure where you're living, but I'll tell you, I see something out west. I'm not sure, like West Coast, an opportunity for you there. But I see that you will have more than one opportunity for employment.
Yeah, I'm going south. I'm not leaving the state. I definitely am not going out. I'm definitely not heading back to California.
Okay. You've been there before?
I'm heading to a much larger city, directly south, east of me, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
That's where my target location is. It's actually not even where I want to live, but it's just because
I was about to say, you're not.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not excited. Not excited.
I want to say this to you, though, and I just want to say this to you, and I want you to hear me. I want you to go for what you want so that you can have it, not just a place to work. For you, what I'm hearing for you this year, your mm-hmm. phrase is stepping outside of the box, step out of your comfort zone. I know you have mm-hmm. some responsibility, but I want you to start to think about or focus on what you want. Sometimes things don't work out for us because we're not going for what we want. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want for you is go for what you really want.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do know actually what that is, but it's not – I say there's the reality of it is that I can I'm just to use an analogy. Let's say you love motorcycles. Okay, let's say you mm-hmm. love motorcycles, so you want to work in a motorcycle shop. This is just an analogy, but there are only so many motorcycle shops in any given town or city or whatever. So you're opportunities are defined by the number of
minds. By your mind.
Yeah. So that's
by your
that's,
mind.
That's just an analogy.
No, and I'm just saying, because I can't go back and forth with you, so I'm going to say this, and then because I really want you to hear me. They may be limited, but that's by your mind. Because when you go for what you want, and you've said to God, okay, this is what I really want. Now, it could so happen that you become what people want, or there's room for you with the motorcycle shops. All I'm saying to you, and this is what I see, is that go for what you want. Because you live by a strict code, and the code isn't self-serving for you at all, and it's not working for you. Go for what you really want.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I understand. That's part of the
struggle.
Yeah, it's part of the struggle. It's also because I have such I have a birthday. Actually, I have a birthday in just a few days, so I am looking to really start getting my life back on a better track with this birthday year coming up. So, and
well,
a more
the better track for you is freedom. Free yourself because you've imprisoned yourself.
Yeah, I've had a pretty rough life. Had to do a lot of things I don't want to do.
Okay. But you know what? I want you to forgive yourself. None of that was your fault. And I want you to just allow yourself to be free, to know that it's okay because it's for you. You have had a rough life. You survived. You made it.
Yeah.
You made
it. Yeah.
So much success to you. You're welcome.
Thank you. I'll use that word freedom as that is my word of the my coming year. So that's
please. Yes. I want you to not just use it. I want you to live it and be it. Make it your mantra. Like your affirmation could be, I am free. I choose me.
Yep. Alrighty,
and I promise you, things will get better. They will.
I hope so. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Now, Wilma, I love that. I am free. I choose me.
I know. I got to write that down. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. Thanks, babe.
I said
something to a woman the other day, and she said, you know what? You better write that down. Because he said,
where
pop,
is
pop.
Our,
okay. Okay.
Like our scribe who just walks at our elbow, and when we drop some serious pearls of wisdom, they just jot it down.
Right. I'm like, okay. Come on, Siri, impress me. Right. Writing that down.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You know what? I recognize the phone number of the next caller.
Okay.
From the 703 area code, Paula.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Tamara.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good. This is Tamara, and I am just open to receive what Spirit has to share for me, that message and the word.
What I'm seeing for you is you're just taking wings and flying. You've been grounding yourself, and I'm hearing Spirit say for you as well, freedom. But I see you flying, but what I'm also hearing is get out of your own way. So I see you flying, but it's like get out your own way and fly and soar with freedom. Because remember that airline commercial was like fly the friendly skies. Well, the skies are friendly for you. They're becoming more friendly because you've been, like, on the ground saying, well, it's some thunderstorms, but it's time now because it's time to fly and be free and move out of your own way. There's some new projects coming up for you that I see you saying yes to.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So once you start flying and getting out of your own way, there's some new projects that are going to come up for you.
And can you just clarify when you say getting out of your own way? I don't want to misinterpret.
Okay. So it's like sometimes we'll say, well, I'll do that. Okay, but I'm not going to do that today. Or maybe I won't do it. Do you know what I mean? Like you double talk yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's what I mean, getting in your own way. I want you to be free. If you feel it, because you could talk yourself into it, and then 20 seconds later you could talk yourself out of it. So if you feel it coming, go with it. Strike while the iron's hot and go ahead and move. Don't wait 20 more seconds because you're not going to do it. So get out your own way and just go. And you know what? Trust what you feel, because you get this little feeling in your gut when something's right, because I feel like, yeah. And you like that. Trust, get off the butt and trust the gut.
All right. Yeah, I was getting ready to say that's a quote, notable quotable right there.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. I receive it.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome.
Thanks for calling.
And thank you,
Tamara.
Tanya. All right.
You're so welcome. Oh, my goodness. Wilma, I'm just cracking up. Get off the butt and trust the gut.
Yeah, or it can easily be trust the gut and get off the butt. Yeah. They can, you know,
right.
They entertain
first
you them.
Had, I am free. I choose me. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm here.
I'm just
hello?
Tickled over here.
I know, me too. It is funny. I'm like, wow.
Well, you know what, Wilma? I have to tell you, we still have a whole string of callers, and
okay.
I think some of them disappeared, and I think they got scared. I'm not sure about that. I don't want to make assumptions. And also, there were some little question marks before, and all of a sudden, it's like, where did they go? Do they not want to speak with the host? Meaning speak with you now? Did they get scared? All right. Somebody else chimed
it's
in.
Okay.
It's
okay.
It's okay. I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So.
Yes, you guys can. I mean, there's some awesome things that await. So come on. Make the call.
Exactly. Well, we're going to go local again, this time in the 410 area code.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi, how are
Hi.
You?
Good.
I am going to allow Spirit to just direct me and let me know what it is I need to know and where I need to be.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm hearing that there's something that you do want to know. I can tell you the whole thing, but I'm hearing there is something that you want to know. There is one thing that's up for you.
Well, I have some issues with my, career-wise as well as my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're intertwined. I think that
they are.
Once I'm able to, figure one area out, the other one will clear itself.
Okay, and your question about that is?
Where do I go from here? What's next for me?
What I get that's next for you is your personal and your career are interchangeable, because sometimes it is your personal that is affecting your career. Okay? What I'm hearing for you, sometimes you are a little hard on yourself, but sometimes that shows up in how you treat other people. So for you, I always ask my clients permission to tell them the truth, because what I'm hearing for you is to tell the truth. And I'm not saying that you're a liar, but I hear that sometimes you don't always tell the truth about what you want. And I want you to tell the microscopic truth about whatever it is that you want, what you like, what you don't like, but I want you to try to do it in the most loving way possible. And if that's hard, then tell the truth. But be honest with yourself about what you want and what you really want, okay?
Message received. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Now we're are going to move to the 334 area code. I'm just, you know, before we move on, I just have to say there is so much richness in all of this. And when listeners hear this message, you may not be calling in and speaking directly with Coach Wilma yourself, but trust, if something resonates with what she's saying to someone else, then know that that message is for you too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because
there's no coincidence that you're on the line at this time, hearing what you're hearing. Just trust. It's for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm writing down stuff.
Okay.
So we're about to go to the caller from the 334 area code. Then we have a caller that's local in the 301 area code. But I want to let folks know, if you want to speak with Wilma, with Coach Wilma, please make sure you press 1. All right,
press
and that
one,
will indicate
to
me
to
that
you
want to. Right, yes. All right,
I
call from 334 area code. We're ready for you.
Hi,
this is Margot, and I met you about 2 years ago, Wilma, and I was thrilled to see that you were the guest for tonight.
Awesome.
And yes, and what I want to know is, I want you to give me my word for the year, and I am also open to what Spirit is guiding me to do also.
Okay, that's interesting, because you have two words, and I'm trying to remember now. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to remember where I know you from, who you were, and Spirit's like, can you just give the message? So I'm like, okay, because, you know, I'm nosy. with that, you actually have two words, love and freedom, okay? Wow, three, love, freedom, and joy. Okay, because sometimes you do spread joy to others, but you're not spreading enough to yourself. And then there's love and freedom. Freedom, Spirit is saying that, wow, you just, a couple of your people are showing up here and they're saying they want you to be free. They're like, well, she's not down the truth. She's not always free. They don't want you to be bound to anything, because sometimes you are so dutifully bound, it's painful. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, that is so true.
Yes, so you're, I mean, you call, you got all your little people over here. They're like, well, she's not telling the truth. She's not telling the truth. But you're not lying. They're like, she doesn't speak up. She doesn't lie. Okay. So they're saying that you don't always speak up. You don't tell the truth. Or stop being so, they're saying, stop being so darn bound to those people who aren't bound to you.
Okay.
And they're like, come up off of that. You spread joy, but sprinkle some of that joy dust on yourself so that you can fly off into your freedom, okay? Because there was the joy, there was the freedom. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm hearing also for you, it's time to lighten your load. Because you know, you ever hear, like, you're the dump truck and you got some load that you're trying to get rid of, okay? Get rid of that load and those loads that you got. Because it's time for you to soar lighter. It is. But also telling the truth, like, stop being so dutiful to them and be beautiful to you.
Love it. Thank
All
you.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Margot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Now we are going local again, this time to 301.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air with Coach Wilma Lee on Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies. Greetings, and thank you for the beautiful energy this afternoon. It's really greatly appreciated. I, too, have been writing down notes, and everything that has been said before really does resonate with me, too. So I've been writing down what I want, visualizing it, and going for it, working towards freeing myself, getting out of my own way, trusting my gut a little more.
That's
my
big
question
for you, because I know this voice, but I'm just hearing Spirit say already before you speak, trusting your gut is big for you. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Happen any time, but I guess I've been on what people have been visualizing me on a merry-go-round for about 2 years, and I have been doing my best to get off of it. It's probably more financial. First it was August, then it was November, then it was January, and now this is March.
March. Mm-hmm.
So this merry-go-round keeps moving, and I'd like to figure out
how
to get
off
this.
You're like on the it's not even the merry-go-round. Would you call that the carousel, that with the horses? They have the little horses.
Carousel?
Yes, that. That's what you're on. But you know what I'm hearing for you? It's time for you to speak your truth and use your voice and just say stop. Stop. Just say stop,
okay.
Because it's enough. Enough of that for you. Because, sis, it's time for you to come off of that.
Okay.
There's some,
I agree.
Some good things for you to do, but make up your mind and just say enough. Stop. I mean, just say it out loud. Stop. And it's going to stop, but trust your gut and move forward. Let go of some of that apprehension. And trust, explore, and move forward. And you know what I'm hearing for you is what's done is done, what's gone is gone. Let go of the past because your thing is in the present and the future.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Really appreciate
it. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we are going local again. I recognize this number from the 240 area code.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I knew
Wilma.
That was you. I knew it. I thought.
And Wilma, I was. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I didn't know we were, I knew, but I didn't remember we were Capricorn sisters. My birthday is 2 days after yours. So happy belated birthday, sis.
Thank you, thank you. Happy belated birthday to you, too.
Woo-hoo.
Wow,
so
how are you?
What you got for me? I'm great. How are you?
Great. Is this the lady with two A's in her name?
That's the lady.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to make sure.
I love that.
Look, two A's in her name and two A's on her game.
Hey.
Write that down now.
Okay.
What I'm also hearing and seeing for you is laughter, joy. I don't know what's going on, but you might be, either you've met somebody or you're getting ready to meet somebody, and what I'm hearing for you is just take that light and have a good time. I mean, not that it's not going to go anywhere, but have a good time because they want you to relax and have a good time and take it light. But, yeah, but your word is freedom because they want you to soar too. You are Capricorn, and one thing with us, if we're not careful, we're too grounded. And so they want you to fly up. You know what I mean? Get a little airy.
Yes.
It's time.
Yes.
It's
yes,
time.
Ma'am. And I think the person that I met is me, and I'm on a trip.
Awesome.
I'm having a good time.
That's
really
awesome. And you know what? You deserve that. You definitely do. You deserve that. That is so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You just confirmed some things for me that quickly. I just really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm on this freedom trip, girl. I am.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You on the freedom train?
Mm-hmm.
Next stop, freedom. But it's like every stop,
hello.
You know what I'm saying? So then when it goes to the next stop, like, next stop, freedom.
Here I am again.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, because remember, well, I'm dating myself, but I love old music. When Gladys Knight was singing about the friendship train, but you got the freedom train.
Mm-hmm.
Shake a hand, make a friend. Remember that? Well, you might not remember that, but mm-hmm. You on the freedom train because you smiling like, hey, I'm free.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, that is so. Freedom looks good on you. Yours, too. And freedom looks good on you.
Thank you. Thank you. It feels good on me, too.
Absolutely.
I feel like Deontay, when it looks good, it feels good.
That's right. Hold up. That is so awesome.
Oh,
thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you so
care.
Much, lady with the two A's.
Hello.
Yeah, I had to think. I'm like, that's how she spells it. Yes, I think. Mm-hmm.
You are correct. You are correct. All right. We're going to now go to the 571 area code. So,
okay.
Caller, you are on Mind, Body, and Soul Food, speaking with Coach Wilma Lee. And would you like to get your spring full bloom forecast right now?
Yes, I do. Hi, Wilma. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. I think I know this voice. She, this woman has two A's in her name, too.
Yes, I do. One at the beginning and one at the end.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, what I am saying for you is just like, your future looks bright. Okay. Long kiss, good night. But anyway, well, that's what I'm saying for you. It's like a long kiss, good night, because you've been waiting for that for a while. Things are going to be shifting with you with work. Like, I feel like for you, I see like, okay, I'm going to date myself again, but I don't know. When I was little and we would go to the country, my aunt would hang clothes on the line to dry them in the South. But I see like a curtain over the window and it's blowing some fresh air. That's your life. You are experiencing it now, a breath of fresh air coming in your life that you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
It's coming in.
Yes,
it is. It's coming in. But it's in, it's like the breeze is blowing through every aspect of your life. So I just want you to breathe and hold on, because it's gonna blow through your career, it's gonna blow through your love, it's gonna blow through your money in a good way. Because it's going to be some creative ideas. You got some creative ideas that we want you to act on. They're saying act on them for the summer. Girl, I don't know. I'm just, it's funny because I'm hearing them say, you're going to find yourself hitched. So moving right along. But, okay. You might find yourself hitched. So for you, the word that I'm hearing for you in this year is acceptance. Accept it. Breathe in and accept it, because you deserve it. So I'm just hearing acceptance. Acceptance. Like when you get that acceptance letter, accept it. When you get that acceptance money, accept it. When you get that acceptance love, accept it. So it's just like your, you know, A. A is for your name and A is for acceptance.
Oh. Thank you, Wilma.
You're almost welcome.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I love it. Bye. All right. Look, she's becoming a regular now, because I think she called in last month, or it was a month before, but all right. We're going to put her on speed dial.
That's right.
So, sis, we have other people on the line, but they have not indicated they want to speak, so I'm just going to put a call out there. If someone would like to call in, if you're listening via computer or some other means, the number is 917-889-7806. Again, that's 917-889-7806. And please make sure you press 1 to speak with the host, and that will let me know that you would like to speak with Coach Wilma and find out some juicy tidbits. But in the meantime, I'm going to get mine, girl. And so I would love to know what word comes up for me this year and anything else you receive.
Okay, as I said earlier, because I saw them coming for you, that there's some projects coming up for you. It's going to be almost to the point where you're going to start turning down some things, because it's a good thing when people are like, I can afford to be selective, but, you know, there are some things that you really want and some things are like, eh, and you'll be, like, going through, like, yeah, this is what I really want. And I don't see you saying, like, no to stuff, but I see you pushing things on the back burner. Pushing things on the back burner. Do you know what I mean?
Because
I see you like, yes to that, not right now to this. Just getting kind of busy. I want you to start, like, organizing, because things are going to come up. So get your calendar, like, line your calendar up. I don't know if you carry a planner or a day, whatever, but get one, please. If you don't have one.
I have my I have my cell phone, my iPhone calendar. My iCalendar is my friend. It okay. is, it keeps me straight, and then I have one for the office as well. And
okay.
I've already seen some of that taking place where
mm-hmm,
I have had
off.
To say, okay, a few months ago,
because I'm hearing for
yes.
you, lift off, like, okay, it's like, wow. And it's just like lift off. I'll tell you what I see, and I know you've done this before, but it's just interesting because I see lift off like this balloon, a hot air balloon, and I'm hearing, man, I'm dating myself again, but I can't remember that. Marilyn McCoo and Billy, they were in it, but I can't remember. They was like, would you like to fly in my beautiful balloon? Remember them?
The Fifth Dimension? Uh-huh.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. A big balloon, but I see you singing that and experiencing that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like the energy of that, too, because getting in the balloon requires no effort on my part other than just climbing in. You
mm-hmm.
know, I don't have to flap my wings. You know, I don't have to get a running start to take off. It's just get in and allow. So I love
that's
that.
That's awesome, because
that.
That's great that you're there, because if that was the balloon and that was me, it would require me to let go of something like, wait a minute, you want me to do what? This one's going to happen. So that is awesome. That is awesome. Because that balloon,
really
oh, wow. But yes, I love that. That is so awesome. And see, that's why you're singing it so like, a big balloon. You are like so happy. And I'm telling you, I'd be like, I don't know. But that's beautiful. That is how it's supposed
I'll
to be.
I'll take that song.
It.
I'll take that song.
Ooh.
All right.
But, you know, it's interesting because I'm seeing in general for people, like some of these people that are on this line that want to listen and don't want to speak, they in denial because they fighting it, they drag it, they getting dragged, they don't want to let go. What I want to say to you is if it's not serving you, let it go. Let it go, because people want to hold on. Because you know what? I'm feeling there is a big fear of change.
Mm-hmm.
People are used to what
mm-hmm.
they know. And it's like, come on. You got to let go. You know, you got to let go. So there we are.
Now is not the time. Now is not the time to stick with the status quo.
Mm-mm, not at all.
You know, this big shift is really requiring us all to step up. And
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, some of the things that other people receive today to, you know, get out of our own way, to step outside
mm-hmm.
of the box, you know, to just accept, be in a place of acceptance, get off the merry-go-round, whatever it is that and how it's showing up for us.
That's
you know, I am feeling it. It is definitely time for us to, you know, to go higher.
Yes, get
go
off the merry-go-round. Trust
yeah.
you, trust your gut, you know. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's time for us
mm-hmm.
to trust ourselves. Mm-hmm.
I hear
we start
that.
Getting fine-tuned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Trust, right? Trust what
yes.
you feel. Trust what you hear. Trust what you see. Absolutely.
And what I also know, have you noticed that, you know, the energies are so powerful that you will get direction so quickly. It's like you'll
yes.
see it on a TV show, see it on a billboard. Someone will call
yes.
you up and mention something. I swear I'm seeing it happen just that quickly and that easily. Reminders,
mm-hmm.
if my brain gets so full and I know I desire to do something, someone will text me with an article.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened twice today. Someone sent me an article about one thing that was a powerful reminder for me to get off my butt and do something that I said I was
mm-hmm.
going to do. And another
mm-hmm.
person sent me an article about something that also I was planning to do. And so I made sure to prioritize my day around making sure I took care of that piece. Because I was getting complacent, lazy, or sometimes just tired because the energies
yeah.
are heavy out there sometimes.
They are.
The exhaustion can feel so real.
And I'm going to say this too. Have you noticed we are having to find more time for self-care?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yes, yes,
more
yes.
time.
And
like, oh my goodness.
For this year. Yeah.
Mhm.
Self-care.
Mm-hmm.
I made a promise to myself that I was going to do something for self-care each day, and that
mm-hmm.
I was going to manifest a self-care opportunity, a self-care exchange every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Every single week.
It's like we have
and
to.
And you
we
know what?
It.
I have done it. Every
awesome.
Week I have been able to do some sort
awesome.
Of exchange for self-care,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a yoga class, a reflexology session,
mm-hmm.
a session of massage, a session of acupuncture, and someone even is making a quilt for me
oh,
as an exchange.
Awesome.
So I have to spend my money to get
you're
it done.
A powerful
so
little manifestor there. Yeah. But, and you know, Spirit
so
is saying
that
to us as well. Yeah. To like tell, Spirit
yeah.
is saying to us, tell the truth and tell the truth and speak what you want so it can come into existence. Because the one thing we always, like I see people always saying, well, this is what I don't want. And I'm like, no, no, no. Tell me what you want, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that these things can come up. Because we already see what you don't want because that's what's been showing up.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah. Mm-hmm. But that self-care, it's like huge right now.
Yes,
it's huge.
Because
yes.
especially for the empaths out there, people who are sensitive
yes.
to energy,
yes.
they tend to soak in other people's feelings. You know,
yes.
it's harder now being in crowds, and that
yes. now that's my experience. Oh my gosh, yes.
Or going to the
that's almost impossible.
You know,
yeah.
so we have to take measures to care for ourselves.
We do,
mm-hmm.
and it, sometimes
definitely.
It means get out of that crowd that you just can't do it, you know. And I remember this woman taught me once. She's like, "Well, just pull your aura in. Sometimes it's just not enough.
Mhm. Mhm.
It's not enough. Lately, it's like, okay,
Girl, I can't take my sage with me everywhere, but you know, you can bet
yeah.
your bottom dollar that I have a spray with me." Wherever I go.
Absolutely. It's almost like mandatory. It's almost like mandatory. You got to carry it.
Yes.
You do. You got to take care of you. You know, and
exactly.
I feel like Spirit is saying that to us too. You know, when I was studying to be a life coach, and Yala used to always say to us, you are your first client. You are your first client. And, you know, it's just
mm-hmm.
you. Take care of you. Even when you fly, they teach you that. When you get on the airplane, they're like, put the mask on yourself first. Then,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's always like, take care of you.
Exactly.
Exactly. People are, and, you know, it's time to also stop giving your power away. Because you're giving your power, like people are giving their power to people who don't even deserve it. So it's time, stop giving your power away.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes we don't even know we're doing it, though.
Yeah.
It's just been such an ingrained habit that we have, and we don't realize. I know for me, I have, look, I'll do an Ayama. Until today,
uh-huh.
I've had this pattern of self-sacrifice, and
uh-huh.
it's so sneaky. It may have shown up a certain way for a number of years, and so I'm used to how it shows up, and I can work to circumvent it, and I'm thinking I'm good, and then all of a sudden I realize that another way that I'm engaging with someone or something, that same
mm-hmm.
pattern of self-sacrifice is there. It's just it looks different. It
different.
Manifests differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I got to go deeper, heal,
mm-hmm.
you know, more of the root cause of this. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like unpeeling the layers of the onion, and that's what we are called to do
yes.
right now. That's what
absolutely.
I am hearing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And as
I
you
agree.
Said earlier at the top of the show when you were talking about what's going on with this, you know, you called it the power shift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are making a choice not to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hard.
Absolutely.
It's too much. And so, yeah, yeah. But you know what?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Folks, we will accept your help from the other side.
You know, I stopped saying rest in peace. I said it's so many people who have been, you know, leaving the earth plane, but I stopped saying rest in peace because I'm like, wait a minute. We don't need y'all to rest on the other side.
Right. And if you, yes. So what are you telling them now? Show up.
right.
Show up in strength.
right. There you go.
Well, let them have a little rest. I do tell them rest in power, but know that we need you.
For a wee bit.
Right. You can rest, but know that we need you. Find like, look, show up. Or Mary J. Blige has this song where she says, I'm a glow up. And I love that. Glow up. Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Oh,
what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to give callers another last opportunity to call in if they wanted to talk with you, Coach Wilma.
Awesome.
And that number is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. And just go ahead and press 1 to speak to the host, and that lets us know that you definitely have something to add to the discussion, or you have a question, or you'd like your full-blown spring forecast as we spring forward today. And if you make a choice not to ask your question today out loud, just trust that there is something that you have heard that is answering for you. Because, again,
mm-hmm.
there are no coincidences. You're on this line for a particular reason.
Absolutely.
And I know I trust that you're getting what you need from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But in the meantime, Coach Wilma, I want to know, do you have any upcoming specials or any information we need to know about?
Wow. Well, now, I do. I am next Saturday. I am presenting a workshop at the National. It's the Black Women's Roundtable Summit, and I'm one of the presenters and speakers. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
On Saturday, I'm going to be, because you can register for Saturday only, and I am, Saturday is going to be all about self-love and self-care. So my piece is Powerful Conversations. So I'm doing a workshop and a talk on how do I love me? Let me count the ways.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you. That's up right now. I am relaunching. So my website is up and under construction, but I'm relaunching as Coach Wilma Lee. So I have a new freebie that's coming out, too. That's coming out in the next couple of weeks, and it's called Self-Love is the New Sexy, and it's a free ebook. So you are able to sign up for that. And what it is, I polled several women, and they said that people are always telling us to love ourselves, but they don't tell us how or give us a guideline. So that is Self-Love is the New Sexy, because it's like a guideline for self-love for 2018 and beyond.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. That's a guy. Mm-hmm. So that's coming. I normally have my regular newsletter, but I've recently, since the retirement, I have been taking a break, so that's starting back up too, as well. So I do that, but I am giving spring intuitive sessions as well. So people can always catch me on my site or call me, because I am still doing spring sessions as well. So if you don't want to hear your stuff out loud, you can always see me personally.
And let us know your contact information.
Plus, and also, I'm going to be with you at retreat. I'm working, doing your retreat in June.
Yes. I was going to get to that. But
okay.
Before we go into that, I do want to get another caller who's on the line, but I also want to make sure folks know your contact information.
They can get me at Coach Wilma Lee. That website is up. Both will take you, either Full Bloom Services. But Coach Wilma Lee is easy. www.coachwilmalee.com. And as
that
always,
is easy.
It is. It's easy. But yes, please, our caller, the callers, if we have a caller, I'll gladly take them.
Wonderful. Okay, this caller is local again from the 301 area code.
Mm-hmm.
So, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Tanya. This is Felicia. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Felicia. How are you?
I'm so wonderful. Hi, Coach Wilma. How are you?
I am awesome. Thank you for calling.
Yes. So I chimed in right when you were saying, take back your power. Stop giving away your power. And it's so appropriate.
Yep, I'm talking to you because you do that. You do. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know how we, Yanda used to say this to us when I say, like, stop it.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want you to keep that for yourself because it's a
yes.
lot.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Yes.
And I want you to harness that.
Yes. Yes, I got it. And I just wanted to get from you what are one or two things that we can instantly do when we feel that ping on our energy field where our
mm-hmm.
power might be being zapped and not in a good way.
Awesome.
I want to hear from you. Yeah.
I want you to say, all that's not mine,
mm-hmm.
please leave immediately 3 times. So get
yes.
that ping in, because a lot of times with a lot of women, and this isn't my word, I learned this from Marianne Williamson when I went to see her speak. A lot of women are empaths. And a lot of women suffer from depression, and she was saying this, and I loved it, because we feel when stuff isn't right, and sometimes we feel powerless to not be able to do anything about it. I was like, wow, Marianne, I never thought of that. So, yeah, so this is mine, though. All that is not mine, please leave immediately, because
yes.
You feel that, and if after that, just say go.
Go, that's right.
After 3 times, and then the 4th time, go. Be gone.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It will go. It will go. I know that personally because I do that still.
I know that too, and I wanted the audience to hear that, because oftentimes we tell people, take back your power, and they don't even know where to start. They don't even know where to start. Like, huh, duh, what do you mean? So
right.
thank you for that affirmation, and I wanted to tell you that I got twisted up in the, you know, time change, and I
mm-hmm.
walked past the computer, and I saw Tanya, and I'm like, oh, man, snap, I'm supposed to be there. And as soon as I clicked on, I heard your voice say, take back your power. And I'm like,
oh,
boom, there it is. There
wow.
it is. So, Tanya, great show, and I will continue to listen, and I definitely also encourage every person to take their power back.
Absolutely. That's right.
Thank
and
you,
hold
Patricia.
On to it. That's right.
Yes, yes. You're welcome, and I will see you around.
Thank
all right,
you. All
see
right.
you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Felicia
awesome.
Is one of the practitioners that we work together out of Hippocrates Way in Lanham, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has some goodies to offer as well.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
We were talking about the retreat, so I want to go back to it because I want to make sure we let folks know about
mm-hmm.
this delicious women's weekend that will be happening the first weekend in June, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we have a powerhouse lineup of
mm-hmm.
women, of healers, light workers, shamans, intuitives, priestesses. I
yes.
mean, you just name it.
Talk about a power shift. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
this is the power shift right here. This is the shift, you know?
Yes.
Yes, Wilma, you are on the schedule for Saturday. In fact, you are doing what we call our keynote, so to speak.
Wow, yes, that is correct.
Yes. So I am really excited to hear you talk about the year of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, navigating the waters for the rest of 2018.
Yes.
So we have you. I'm doing this retreat with my dear sister friend, Robin Bell. And so we have other healers on tap, Reverend Cynthia Tootle, Reverend Susan Lincoln, Ia Rosa Grio, Savitri Khalsa, Shaman Claudette Knox, Nicole Jackson, the Trinity Womb Keepers, or at least we'll have two of the Trinity. We'll have Moot Rot and Regina Conceicao. We have Felicia Tahiti. We have Armina Tutu. We have Amy Vitro. And just a whole lineup. I mean, yoga nidra, aromatherapy, goddess
crystals.
Stuff, access to the ancestors' crystals, you know, Hawaiian shamanism, yoga dance. We'll have a red tent, feng shui, and dance and drumming and learning how to play the shekere and all sorts of good stuff over the course of the weekend. Delicious vegetarian food. And so I just want to, you know, folks can reach out to me, Tanya, actually my website, Mind, Body, and Soul Food. That is not my website. It's mbsfood.com. It's fairly new for me. It was in the works for a couple of years, and I got to get used to saying it, mbsfood.com, to get in touch with me, and also on Facebook. So lots of good stuff that's going on. And, you know, we also, you were talking about the hot air balloon, Wilma, in conjunction with what you were seeing for me, and that is something that I experienced. It was on my bucket list. And I experienced it last year for the first time on our Sacred Sedona Sojourn. And Anem A. Bay, my partner, a.k.a. Tori C., she and I do Sacred Sojourns, and we're going back to Sedona this year. We still have some spaces available in our beautiful, luxurious villa. And we also are doing a trip to the Dominican Republic in January of 2019. So just letting folks know, we have a lot going on. A Taste of Wellness is something that I'll be doing monthly with Robin Bell and our acupuncturist healing sister, Julie Magrum. That will be in the Lanham Greenbelt area. And so we're already booked for March 24th. So we have another date coming on a Friday night. We'll announce that very soon, and we'll be doing that monthly where, you know, you come in.
That's awesome, because I meant to get in, and I totally missed it.
Well, girl, we will definitely get you in for April if that works in your schedule, so you can get your acupuncture, your reflexology, and your massage.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is I am going to declare us complete for this evening, or at least I am complete for this evening.
Okay.
I want to check in with you. Are you hearing any last words?
What I'm hearing is just to tell everyone to breathe and navigate through this, because you've got this. We've forgotten how awesome that we are and how capable that we are. What I'm also hearing is that what is going to, like, guide us through our affirmations. So use your affirmations, breathe through it. But what I'm also hearing is grounding. please make sure that you get grounded. And when I say grounding, earthing is great if you like to be in the soil, but just breathe and connect to the earth and just ground yourself, because sometimes things come and it seems like they're rocking us to the core. And what's going to work for that, because those things are coming, is to breathe. No matter what's going on with 45, full of jive, just breathe through it. Full of jive or not, let me just say that. Breathe through it. Because also, stop watching so much news. Not saying that you can at all, because we can really get caught up in the news and the news can take you somewhere else. So I'm hearing also for everyone, do more of what you love. Sing in your car. Sing in the shower. Sing. I'm hearing singing is going to help to raise the vibration. Singing, music. So those are some of the things that I'm hearing, and I'm complete. Choose you. I want to say that. Choose yourself. Choose yourself more. Give yourself permission to choose yourself. And I must say that was one that was up for me. It's like, okay, I choose me. You know, I don't want to do that. And it's okay. So let's choose ourselves and release some of that guilt about it, you know. So those are the things I'm hearing. And I'm confused.
Oh, beautiful. Well, what a perfect way to end. I want to thank you so much, Coach Wilma, for sustaining us with that powerful mind, body, and soul food. If you came in late on the call, I just encourage you to go back and listen from the beginning, because there was such juiciness in what you received from Spirit today via Coach Wilma. And so I'd like to also invite you all to tune in next month on the second Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern for more mind, body, and soul food. And we will have a first-time guest. It will be shaman, therapist, and medical intuitive Jim Goodwin. He is a true sweetie. I tell you, he has been so helpful to me. In the past, when I've received readings from him, he is a font of knowledge and just chock full of great energy. And so I'm looking forward to welcoming him to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. All right.
Awesome.
So, yes. For some, let's do some leftovers, some Mind, Body, and Soul Food to go from Coach Wilma tonight. Remember, I am free, I choose me, and get off the butt and trust the gut. With that, love and blessings, everyone.
Love and blessings.
All right.
All right.
Here I go.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know I'm hungry like a dog, like a New York City rat, a school of piranhas, or a Venus flytrap. Takes a lot to satisfy me. I'll eat your whole menu, but don't you dare forget, you got to feed my head too. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. Well, you